Algae blooms continue to color Western Lake Erie a deep green. Now researchers and scientists want to know more about toxins produced by the algae, and they're getting help from some unlikely sources. Great Lakes Today's Elizabeth Miller reports.
Send extract to escort. Ready to do another run when you have a minute.
0, 1, 5.
30,000 feet up in the air, Dr. Rafat Ansari flies his small two-seater plane over Lake Erie. He starts west of Cleveland and flies over the Lake Erie Islands to Toledo and then north into Michigan. The round-trip flight is about 260 miles. Along the way, he snaps photos, about 1,500 of them, with three tiny cameras attached to his plane. Ansari is a volunteer who helps scientists monitor algae blooms. That's a big change from his day job at NASA Glenn Research Center in Cleveland.
I'm a researcher in biomedical optics, or in general, my interest is in developing technologies to monitor health of astronauts and people.
It started years ago when Ansari and his wife were flying from Chicago to Cleveland. They noticed the Green Lake and set out to learn more. By 2014, Ansari started a citizen science program, recruiting friend and fellow pilot Terry Schubert. Once or twice a week, they fly over Lake Erie. Their photos are provided to scientists at the EPA, NASA, and NOAA. They're also available to the public through a website. A photo from earlier this month shows streaks of light green amid a lake of darker green water, evidence of algae and a toxin called microcystin. Ansari and Schubert have spent about $1,000 for the three cameras and all their tools, and then there's the cost of fuel. But for the two men, Schubert says it's worth the cost to give back to their community.
We must protect what we have and not throw it away or just ignore it and let it be taken away by unknowing or uncaring attitudes.
Ansari has added other private pilots to his roster of citizen scientists, too. Folks in Minnesota, California, and Utah have been called on to take photos of affected waterways in their states. But scientists studying the algae don't just rely on these pilots. To monitor smaller bodies of water, they look to NASA and drones. This is the sound of a drone's first launch on Maumee Bay last year. NASA Glenn is taking the lead on this project, developing technology that would attach a camera to a drone. Drew Lawrence is part of the NASA team. He describes the images, which aren't regular photos. They actually provide data.
You see all these peaks, and certain peaks basically indicate certain materials, or such as like water or dirt or pavement or the algae.
Each peak is a signature, so when it shows up on an image, scientists can tell what kind of materials are in a river or lake. Dr. Joseph Ortiz is one of the researchers who uses images from the citizen science flights and the drone. He's a geology professor at Kent State University. He explains what he'd eventually like to see from both of them.
If we had an aircraft and a small lightweight sensor that could be used to go out to lots of different places, now we become much more flexible in the type of work that we can do.
Then, he says, scientists could develop an early warning system for algae blooms. Meanwhile, Dr. Dion Hernandez-Lugo and her NASA team are refining the drone imager, which they say is cheaper than a plane and can fly lower. Last month, they tested it again, and they hope to use it regularly next year. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.